Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and it's my true pleasure. I'm not even lying when I say this, but it's my real pleasure to welcome Claire Maloney to the Midday Show. Claire, you played at the Egremont Barn last night in South Egremont. I hope that went well.
It did, yeah.
It's Claire Maloney and The Great Adventure, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're still dragging those guys around. Okay, and then... And tonight, fantastic venue. You'll be at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York.
Yep, we love the Falcon. In fact, that's a venue that some of us played together for the very first time. I met
Oh, wow.
our drummer there, Caleb. Yep.
Really? What were the? He was playing with somebody else, and
we all
I don't
were
know. You
playing.
just
Actually, Russ, Caleb, and I were all playing with Deadgrass and Friends, which was sort of coming out of the pandemic when things were just starting to reopen. Our friend C. Landsbaum, who runs Deadgrass, they've had a monthly residency at the Falcon for years. And so he invited friends along for the first couple shows back in 2021 and 2022. And that's actually the first time Russ, Caleb, and I all played together was at the Falcon.
Do you feel like a relatively instant connection?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
That's nice. How rare is that, do you think?
I don't know. I don't think I have a good pulse on that. From what I've been told, it's kind of rare, but I also think that people who are vibrating at a certain frequency tend to find themselves together like a magnet would, you know?
Yeah, I also think there's two types of musicians, you know, and it's not even a quality, you know, judgment on my part, but I think there is the kind that are part of the band, and then there's like the kind of musician who is the front person, who they are supporting you. But so, and it seems to me that perhaps you are in the former group.
Yeah, we are definitely a band of friends and comrades and adventurers.
And so the Falcon's a fantastic venue. I really like that. In fact, we had our holiday party this last year there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. One of the things that is so special about the, let alone the sound and the size and the food and the, you know, drinks there and the music, to say the least, is you pay what you want to pay when you get in. And they seem, and the number of times I've been there, it's been pretty much sold out, packed. And they seem to have figured out some sort of formula where it just works.
Yeah, it's some kind of magic. I don't know how it works, but it does.
There's also a very big appetite for live music here in the Hudson Valley, right?
Yeah, and it's a, like you said, it's a really special room. The sound in there is incredible, and there's a lot of magic that's happened there, which I think creates a sparkle in the room too, you know?
Yes, and you seem to play quite a, I mean, from what I can tell in my limited perspective, but it seems like you guys really play a lot in the Hudson Valley.
We do. Yeah, we do. We love the Hudson Valley. We actually played one of our album release shows at the Falcon back in late 2022. But Nate and I are based in Westchester County, so the Hudson Valley is really close for us. And Russ and Caleb are based in New Jersey.
Right.
So it's kind of in our... It's our backyard, so to speak, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Are you noticing, like I am, a certain rise or a certain momentum is a better way of putting it, a momentum going on with you guys right now? It seems like things are catching. What do I know?
Yeah. I think I'm feeling momentum, but I think we're also trying to generate our own momentum, you know? So I think it's kind of like we're inside the hurricane. So our perspective of it is a little different than maybe what other folks would see, but we've definitely been putting a lot of love and sweat equity and effort and goodness into what we've been doing the last couple of years. And I think that, you know, we are seeing that reflected back to us, which is really amazing.
Well, I hope you guys have a fantastic gig tonight, and hope everybody comes out. You know, it's going to probably be raining. It's a perfect night to go and see live music inside a beautiful venue like the Falcon. It's a perfect night for it. So check out Claire Maloney and Great Adventure. Give me the website. And
website is ClaireMaloney.com. Claire has no I in it. Just a PS.
Who needs an I when you have... A Maloney, I don't know. But until, and then you're on Instagram and Bandcamp. People can check out. In fact, we're gonna play Legend Lives On as we sorry, Rick, I know he's probably listening and he loves Dorado, your song Dorado, but we'll play Legend Lives On this time. And I wish you a great show tonight, as I said. And please, let's get ahead of it next time. We gotta have you guys back in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, actually, this show tonight, it came up very last minute because the
Yeah.
artist that was originally scheduled got COVID, and so they
Oh.
asked us to fill in because we were in the area and we were happy to do so. So it worked out perfectly
Amazing.
that to talk to you today because this was great. This all kind of
Thanks.
came together in the last day or two. So
Well, I'm glad it did. Thank you, Claire.
yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Adam. And next time we got to get the band in the studio to do
We'll do it.
a
We'll do
live
it.
in studio
Yeah.
performance.
It's very special when you come by. Claire Maloney and The Great Adventure at the Falcon tonight, 7:30 in Marlborough, New York. Thank you, Claire. And the legend lives on from Claire Maloney and Great Adventure right here on the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.